Well, happy Sunday morning to you. And I want to say early Happy New Year. Amen. Feliz domingo por la mañana. Feliz año nuevo de adelantadas. Amen. Praise God. And Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love family, serve others, and we pursue excellence. Amen. And we have passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Woo, praise God. We want to welcome all our NBC family visitors and all joining us by audio or video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Amen. Woo, praise God. Thank you. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio o video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And today we're going to be talking about closing out the old year and opening up the new year. Amen. So let's remember that. And I haven't read this to you in a while, but you know what? You leave change. Leave a new person. The Lord is not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Make yourself available. Be available to Him. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Know that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. See yourself the way He sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. But you know what? If we're full of the world, we ain't going anywhere. We're just going to sit and do nothing. But He put you here to win. So if we stay full of Him, you know, we're going to get up and we're going to press on. You're going to hear that word over and over today. Press on, press on. You know, you could press on, but where am I going? Well, you're going to be ministers of reconciliation and bringing the lost to the world, to God. Amen. So let's remember that you're His ambassador. What is ambassador? Ambassador, you're His mouthpiece on earth. Amen. Know that you're the church. The body of Christ. Who is He going to send? He's going to send His church. He's the head, and we're the body. And we're the body. We're the church. And we're to not sit, but we're supposed to get up and press on and do what He's called us to do. Amen? Woo, praise God. If that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen? Let's make this declaration together. Grab your soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen? Praise God. So this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. You know what? You can't say, I didn't get it. Well, you still got to stay focused and you got to be open. Amen. Because the word is coming. Amen. We're going to preach the word and you're here to be empowered, not entertained. Amen. So let's get that right. Amen. Whew. I got one scripture break I want to read at you. And we read it before, but I want to read it to you again. Because we're closing out an old year and we're opening up a new year. Amen. Well, listen to this. The battlefield of the mind. Amen. And that's what the enemy's busy. He wants to pump a bunch of lies into you. Amen. And he uses unsaved people. Amen. God uses saved people. The enemy uses unsaved people. It says, every battlefield is won or lost in the arena of the mind. A heartbreaking story is when the Israelis disobeyed God by refusing to take possession of the land He had given them. You know, He's given us a new year is coming up. Well, basically, He gives us a new day every day. And what does He say? He says, rejoice and be glad in this new day I've given you. And you know, He can say the same thing. Rejoice and be glad in this new year I'm giving you. He told the Israelites, He says, I've given you a promised land. But they didn't accept it. They didn't take it. They were afraid. Let me finish. It says, sadly, they saw themselves small and weak. You know, when you're full of God, you know whose you are and who's backing you. Amen. You can't say I'm weak. You know, when David saw a giant in front of him, he didn't say, well, I'm not big enough. He's too big for me. And you know, I can't do this. But don't say you can't, because you know whose you are and who's empowering you. And he said, my God is bigger than this uncircumcised Philistine. And, you know, he didn't walk over there in fear. He said he ran to him. He picked up some stones, you know, and he went. He said, no, I don't want to use your... King Saul offered his armor, you know. But he says, no, I'm not used to this. God has me as a shepherd. I'm a little shepherd boy. That's okay. But you know what? I have a big God backing me. And he said, when the lion came, when the bear came, there was no match. He says, and this uncircumcised Philistine is no match, because my God is bigger. No matter what is coming against you this year or next year, you know your God is bigger. But you got to know to go to Him. You got to know to get the word in you and speak the word, confess the word. Amen. Whoo, they saw themselves. How did he see yourself? He says they saw themselves small and weak. They believed in their own minds that they were as grasshoppers before giants. You know, anytime you step out of your door, this world is going to present a bunch of giants to you. And those giants could be financial problems, could be marital problems, could be whatever problem. You know, drugs, alcohol, whatever. But you know, you got to be bigger. My God is bigger than that. And He's given us His word to use and confess. Amen. Whew. Therefore, they were unable to fulfill God's call. And that's what the world wants to do. It wants to fill you a bunch of negative stuff so that you can say, I'm not good enough. I'm not qualified. God can't use me. And you're going to stay put. Amen. Don't see yourself as the world sees you. See yourself as God sees you. A winner, a champion, and an overcomer. Amen. Praise God. It says, what giants in the world are being empowered because of your fears? He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. He says, it was fear alone that caused the Israelites to miss out on their promises of God. Amen. You don't want to miss out on the promises of God, you know. He wants to give. He wants to give, and empower you. But, you know, we let our fears hold us back. Amen. It says, don't miss out on your God's promises for you. It says, confront your fears today and be empowered by God's word. It's your time. It's time for the mighty warriors of God to press on and just take what God has wants us to do. Amen. It says, press on, child of God. Amen. Whoo, hallelujah. If that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. So today we're going to be talking again, closing and opening the new year. It says, closing the old year and opening the new year with a bang, with excitement. Rejoice. This is the day I've given you. Be glad and rejoice in it. Amen. So you know what? Hey, praise God. I got another year to serve God. Instead of saying, you know, oh, man, I got another year, more bills, more negative stuff, bad stuff, all these things coming against me. And God is just putting me all these things in my life, you know. No, He's not putting you anything bad, because there's no bad things in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. Amen. He put it on Jesus at the cross. If He put it there, it stays there. But you know what? You got to know what the word says and confess the word and stand on the word. Amen. Whoo, praise God. It says encouraging believers to let go of past mistakes and embracing the new thing God is doing in their lives as you step out in the new year, 2026. Amen. Let me read that again. Encouraging believers, you're a believer. You're a child of God, to let go of past mistakes. Because Satan and people are going to hold it against you. You didn't do this. You know, you this and this and this. You know, they tell you all kinds of things to disqualify you. And you start feeling, well, I'm not good enough. Well, how can God use me, you know? No. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. And embracing the new things God is doing in your lives as you step out. You got to step out. You remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We walk by faith and not by fears, because that stops a lot of people. Fears. Whew. Again, remember who you are and whose you are. I've got some nuggets coming at you. Come on, bring them on. Since the past, we talked about this. The past is behind you. Learn from it. Yes. Amen. If you slam your finger, don't do it again. Since the future is ahead, prepare for it. Amen. You're going to do it with the word of God and be ready for whatever comes. Amen. Stay battle ready. Amen. Hallelujah. And says the present is here. Live it. Jesus says, I came that you might have life and have it what? More abundantly. Amen. Be full of life. Amen. So He don't want you to be down and out. Well, God is doing this to me. No, He's not. You're doing it because you don't know the word and you're not confessing the word. But if you confess the word, you can step out in faith and you can have the blessings he wants you to have. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Thank you. Keep going. These are good. It says, don't judge me by my past. I don't live there anymore. And you know what else you can say? Those things, those charges were dropped. Amen. So but only thing holding it against you is people. Amen. People you know. People the enemy's using to hold you, try to hold you back. Those charges were dropped. Remember that. Anytime it comes in your head, you say, delete it. Because you know what? I don't live there no more. And those charges were dropped. As a matter of fact, all them things were put on Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. It says, burn the bridges that lead back to your old way of living. Amen. You got to burn those bridges. Yeah. You know, you can't go back. But you know what? You're going to have your old friends come and bring the old habits and bring the old things. They want to say, you know what? Hey, why don't you take a break from church, you know? Why don't you take a break from God and come and live it out with us, you know? Hey, man, let's get high, you know? Hey, I told you this. Get high on the Most High. Amen. You never have no side effects, except you're going to feel good and you're going to feel blessed. Amen. Keep going. It says, letting the past go. Okay, letting go of the past. What? Past sins, cares, worries, failures, fears, lacks, bad habits, bad friends, bad attitudes. You know, bad attitude is just like a flat tire. Don't go anywhere until you fix it. So fix your attitude before you go into the world. Spend time with Him. Get full of Him. And when you meet the world, you know what? You know what to say and what to do. Amen. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Leave it right there. Talking about forgetting the past. The New Living Translation says, I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection. Again, but I press on. As a child of God, we got to press on. It never says to back up. It says, press on, soldier of God. It says to possess the perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. It says, 13 says, no, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. If he says forgive it, why are you still holding on to it? Why are you still thinking about it? Amen. You got to let it go. It says, forgetting the past. It says, in 14 says, again, I press on. You can put your name on there. You know what? Each and every day, I'm going to press on for God. Amen. It says, to reach the end of the race and to achieve the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. You know, this earth is not my home. We're just passing through and fulfilling what God has called you to do. Each one of us has a call. We're anointed and we're equipped to do what God has called us to do. He's equipped us with everything we need. All we need to do is just press on. Amen. He didn't say sit and do nothing. We'll be talking about that too in a minute. Isaiah 43:18-19 says, this translation says, the Lord says, forget what happened before. Do not think about the past. Amen. And what if people and Satan always bringing up? Your past. This is what you used to be. That's right. I used to be. But not anymore. 2 Corinthians, we're going to talk about 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, the old is gone, the new is in. I'm a new creature in Christ. I had a spiritual birth. So did you. So you know what? Whatever they bring up, those charges were dropped. And I don't live there no more. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. 19 says, look at the new thing I am going to do. It's already happening. Don't you see it? I will make a road in the desert. I will make rivers in the dry lands. Woo! Only my God can do that. Amen. Woo, praise God. Just today I need to forget what's gone, what's past. Start every day by praising and worshiping Him. And setting your priorities right. How do you set your priorities right? You know, everywhere you work, you got priorities. Amen. And being in the military, we have priorities. And you know, you can't get away with it. You better have your priorities right. But you know, Matthew 6:33 in the NIV says, but seek what? First, His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. and 34 says this, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about the new year coming. You know what? Because the same God that walks with you today is going to be with you in the new year. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's always with you. Amen. So bring on the next day. Bring on the next year. Because my God is with me. And I can achieve more things. Amen. With my big God with me. Amen. It says, don't worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day, each year has enough troubles of its own. Amen. Wait till you get there. And you know, when I get there, my God is with me. Amen. As long as you got the word, you know what to do. Amen. And if you don't know, just cast it on him. He says, give it to me. Why are you still holding on to it? Praise God. Again, we've all read these before, but Psalms 118:24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be happy today. Amen. Why are you so sad? Amen. You know why you're so sad? Because you're thinking negative things. But he says, why didn't you cast it on me? Why didn't you give it to me? Put a smile on your face. Give your frown a break. Psalms 118:24, New King James says, this is the day. This is the year, the new year God has given you. He says, God has made, says we, I, Jose, will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. You know, you're going to hear a lot of people talk about, oh man, the same problems follow me everywhere I go. I got another year, bigger problems coming. You know, you hear it all the time. But you know what? That's not for me. How do you do it? How come you're always smiling? How come you're always, you know, living great and doing great? Now, when they open the door, you walk in and you say, because Jesus is my Lord. And you can have the same thing. You know, when they open up, you tell them the truth. Don't be ashamed. He says, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. So, you know, when they open up and say, what makes you live so happy? What makes you live so blessed? Then you say, because my Savior is Jesus. Amen. And you can have him too. All you need to do is confess him as your Lord and Savior. Come on now. Praise God. Praise God. It says every day. Start every day by staying positive in a negative world. Amen. Staying positive in a negative world. And what do? Amen. I don't have a scripture. It's down the road a little bit, a few slides down. But he says, renew your mind. Remember, the battlefield is the mind. If you don't renew it with the word of God, you know what? You're going to fall. And it's not his fault. It's our fault because he told us what to do. You're going to hear this negative stuff. Stay positive. How? By having your mind renewed as often as needed. He doesn't say once a year. It says as often as needed. Do it. Amen. Start every year with a winning attitude. Again, remember, he didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. We're winners and we're on God's winning team. It says negative, not losing, not regretting. No, don't regret what you didn't accomplish. You know what? Got a new year coming. I can do all things through Christ. Amen. Praise God. Start every day on a drive mode. Press on. No quits. No idle. You know, you got a nice car, but you got to put it on drive to go forward. Amen. You can put it in neutral and not go anywhere. Well, God wants us to stay hot and he wants us to press on. Amen. You got to put it on a drive mode to go wherever you need to go. Otherwise, that awesome machine ain't going anywhere. It's just going to sit there. Amen. Start every day hot for God. Not cold, not lukewarm. Revelation 3:16, we know all these, but, you know, we just got to get it in us. And, you know, the more you get it in you, the more you're going to grow in your faith. Amen. It's just like climbing that ladder, one run at a time. But you're going to get to the top because you're climbing and you're moving. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I never heard it like that before. It didn't mean that much to me. But now, man, it's just like, man, your mind explodes and say, man, I never saw it like that before. Man, it just blessed me. Amen. Says 3:16 says, but since you are lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. the New King James says, so then because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth. I don't want that to happen to me. Don't let that happen to you. And you know what? Don't allow yourself to be lukewarm. Don't let the world empty you. Only thing that can empty yourself is yourself. You run yourself empty, and the world and the enemy is going to have his way with you. You got to stay full of the Word. You got to have a relationship with Him and get in His Word and study His Word and do what the Word tells you to do. Meditate on it. Amen. And get it in you. So you know what? When you're full, it's going to overflow. And from that overflow, you're going to minister to people. Amen. Come on now. Start every day by forgetting the past. I told you was going to hear that word a lot. We got to forget about the past. Amen. Each and every day. Amen. Says 2 Corinthians 5:17. I told you about that. Says easy to read version says this. Says when anyone is in Christ, anyone, any believer is in Christ, or you know, unsaved people can get saved too. When anyone is in Christ, he has a whole new. It's a whole new world. The old things are gone. Suddenly, everything is new. New King James says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. You have a spiritual birth. People can't see your spiritual birth because I invited Jesus in my life. Spiritually, I'm a new person in Christ. Amen. It says, old things are what? Have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So remember, them charges have dropped. That old person, them charges dropped. And now I'm a new person. They can't see it, and they can't see in the spirit unless God allows them. But they can't see in the spirit. I'm a new person. And they're going to check you out. They're going to be checking you out because your words and your actions are going to change. It better. If you don't, we can't be pretenders and we can't be part-time believers. Amen. Because you know what? You ain't no match to a full-time devil. Amen. So praise God. So live today. Live for today. Tomorrow is mañana. And mañana never comes. Because tomorrow, mañana is always today. Amen. So you live for today. Amen. This is the day that God has made, given you. Amen. So today, and live and says, rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. It says, past things to clean the mind. Again, the mind. What do we do? Renew it with the Word of God. Amen. What do you do with, you know, we're a tribe in. We're a spirit. We have a soul and we live in a body. Amen. So your spirit, man, you feed the Word of God. You get that spirit, man, strong in God. Your mind, will and emotions, you got to renew. Amen. And your flesh, you crucify it because your flesh wants to do nothing. It just wants to be lazy, lukewarm. No. Well, I'm on the wrong page. And Romans 12:2, New Living Translation says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. When you get in the Word, you start thinking like Him and not like the world. Amen. You let the Word of God in you and not the world come in you. Amen. Praise God. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. New King James says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do not be conformed to this world. You know what this world is? People. And everywhere you go is people. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. We're talking about people. And He sent His Son to be sacrificed so He can get His people back. Amen. So listen, if you don't prepare yourself, everywhere you go, there's people. And not all of them are real nice. And not all of them speak real nice. Amen. They got ugly ways. And you know what? If you're not fed, if you don't have the Word in you, you're going to want to react the way they do. And you're going to want to say the same thing they say. So you don't want to do that. You know what? Jesus had the same opportunities. Jesus had the same opportunities, but you know what? He never sinned. Amen. And he was full of the word, so he knew what to say. We need to ask yourself this. A while back is so popular, but what would Jesus do? Amen. And we're supposed to copy him. What would Jesus do? Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what the word says. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Stop remembering what God has forgiven and forgotten. Amen. Well, let me get to it. It says, we're talking about past things we need to clean. Just to give yourself a spiritual bath. When you're out all day, well, you don't even have to wait till the end of day. You give yourself a spiritual bath every time. Take the word and renew your mind. Amen. It says, let me see what I wrote here. It says, clean anything that tries to attach itself to you. Amen. All these things just try to attach themselves to you. You know, your car, you know, you go wash it real nice and it looks so pretty. But you know what? You drive it everywhere you go and you go around, go down them dirt roads. The next thing you know is your car is so many things attach themselves to them. Amen. So you know what? You can't see in the spirit, but spiritual things try to attach themselves to you. And you got to take authority and rebuke those things and speak to them, you know. And I don't receive that. Amen. So give yourself a spiritual bath in the word. Say, Lord, cleanse us. Don't take back what is detached from you. Cast down, throw, dump all trash or sin on him. In other words, you know, cast it on him. Give it to him. It says, do not take back. I've told you many times, you go to dump your trash at the house or at the dumpster. You don't ever take it back and just get it out and say, oh, man, I want it back. No. Leave it there. He knows what to do with it. You don't. You know, you can only stack up so much trash. And it's not nice. He's forgiven and forgotten. You need to do the same thing. If he's forgiven and forgotten it, why are you still holding on to it? I can't say that enough. Don't hold on to the past sins, setbacks, failures, distractions, or things. And that's where this comes in. Go back one, Carmen. It says, stop remembering what God has forgiven and forgotten. And you know what? Enemy's going to use people, or he's going to use your mind to remind you of all the setbacks, of all the negative things, of all the sin and all those things. But he's going to use people too, and sometimes his family. So you got to be careful. I'm not going to say it. Sometimes it's family, and you just got to pray and be nice. And what would Jesus do? Keep going. Praise God. Psalms 103 and 12 says, he has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. Says, that's the New Living Translation. New King James says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And listen, I've got this I want to share with you. But as far as the east is from the west is infinite. It goes forever. Amen. Infinite means it's unmeasurable. It is endless. And it is boundless, countless, unlimited. So it can just go forever. You know what? He forgot and he forgave and forgot. So you do the same thing. And you know, if it pops in your head again, say, wait a minute. He's already forgave me for that. So I'm not entertaining that. Just let it go. People bring it up to you. Just say, you know what? Charges are dropped. I don't live there anymore. So that's gone. Don't receive it. It says, close and open your new year with new opportunities, new assignments, new beginnings, and a fresh start. You know, every day is a new fresh start. Amen. But you know, we got a new year coming. That'll be a fresh start for us. Amen. It says, fresh start, things we want to accomplish personally, new health, new businesses, new goals, spiritually, new spiritual goals, relationships, reading, meditating, confessing. Yeah. Amen. Get in the word and get the word in you. Yeah. You know, I saw a little cartoon, but He's asking God, please help me, please help me, please help me. I got all these problems. And you see a hand from heaven sticking out with a Bible, holding a Bible. Says, all the answers you want is right here. Read the Bible. You take authority. Amen. Great way to see that it's in you. And get that word in you, you know. And that word is going to come out. But you know, everything that you're asking for is in the word. We just got to get it in us. Amen. Nah, praise God. It says NBC commitments, attending church, being involved in church, helping, serving. Amen. This is your place. Amen. Just get involved. Amen. Praise God. It says don't let Satan, don't let sin, don't let people or things or excuses hold you back. Let's not copy excuses from the world. Because, man, they got excuses can go forever. Amen. And the thing about it, I'm getting way ahead of myself, but you know what? Jesus has no excuses to go to the cross. He had one thing in mind, to fulfill what God, what Father sent him to do. And we need to do the same thing. Amen. Stay full and press on and do, amen, do what he's called us to do. Amen. Praise God. Pressing on, staying hot, and staying committed. That's what Jesus did. We need to do the same thing. Amen. So praise God. We all have imperfect passes. Sin, mistakes that we are ashamed, wish we hadn't done, and no one knew about it. Remember, he knows. He knows. He knows all about you. And the ugly things you've done. But you know what? He loves you the most. Amen. So praise God. Thank God. It says we must forget. We must forget them quickly and press on. God has, listen, you need to write this down if you never wrote this before. But God has a call on your life. He's called you, he's anointed you, and he's equipped you. Amen. And if you don't know this, I'll tell you, he will never take his call from you. Amen. Only thing that can stop you is yourself. By quitting and saying, I'm not good enough. Amen. But don't do that, because whatever call he put on you, amen, you go to him and he'll fulfill and he'll tell you what it is he wants you to do. But if he put a call on you and he put you here on a mission, he's not going to take that from you. Amen. You just got to press on. Amen. But don't go and don't press on. You ain't going to drive anywhere if you're on empty. You're empty of the word. You got to stay full of the word so that you can press on. When you're pressing on, you have no fears. Amen. Greater is he that is in you. And that's the word that's in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Whoo, praise God. He's called, he's anointed, he's equipped you, and he will never take his call from you. So start serving him. You know, those of you watching, those of you hearing, listening, God has called you. Amen. So don't hold back anymore. Amen. If you sin, all you have to do is confess it and say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. Or if you just run in from him, just say, Lord, I want to rededicate myself to you. Amen. And see, you know what he's going to say? He says, okay, get up and press on. I forgive you. I forget about it. You need to do the same thing. Amen. Okay. Never be a prisoner of your past. Let go of the past. If you're holding on to your past, you're going to be a prisoner of it. And people are going to use it against you. And Satan knows what trips you real quick. And he's going to use the same all the time. He's going to bring the past again. And you're going to stay in the pit. Yes. Amen. Just like prodigal son says, you know what? I can do better than wallowing with the pigs or scratching with the chickens, you know. I can just go back to Father. Repent. Confess. Repent. And go back to Father. Amen. We can do that. Amen. Praise God. It says, Paul says, I've done the worst. You know, for Paul to say that, you know, we could say the same thing. We've done the worst. But you know what? He didn't take the call from you. There's no other way. Listen, there's no way I could ever be used by Jesus. God's not looking for perfect believers. He's looking for available believers. Are you making yourself available? Don't go by what degrees or what studies or what education you have. All you need to do is have the word in you. But he says he wants to use you. Are you making yourself available? You know what? He put you here on a mission. So who's your commanding officer? Who's the person that you go to? You go to him. Amen. So you know what to do. Amen. So praise God. I want to read a couple of things at you. Just a few. I'm not going to use them all, but a few, and you've heard them before. Where it says, there's no way he can use me now. And I'm just going to read a few. It says, next time you think God can't use you, remember this. People will tell you, God can't use you. Remember this. Noah was a drunk. Abraham was too old. Jacob was a liar. Leah was ugly. I don't care how ugly you are, God will use you. Amen. Man or woman, don't matter. Say Joseph was abused. His brother, man, put him in a pit. First they say, you know what? Hey, let's kill him. They were jealous. All his brothers were jealous of him. But you know what? He is obedient to God. Amen. And they put him in a pit. They almost put him in a pit and they put him in slavery. But you know what? God promoted him every time because he was in doing the will of God. And God promoted him all the time. And you know what? They came to Joseph when they didn't have food or they didn't have nothing. But they came to him until he revealed himself to them. But you know, did it hold it against them? No. Just like a type and shadow of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Just a few. Gideon was afraid. Samson had long hair. I mean, you got long hair before you come to our church. You got to cut your hair. Clean yourself up. No, you know what? If Jesus was to walk through the door, some of our churches, you know, are so strict, they probably wouldn't let him in. Amen. As a matter of fact, I heard a story about a little boy was crying. A person was crying out in the steps of the church, and he says, this person walked up to him and says, they won't let me in. It's Jesus. He says, they won't let me in either. Amen. So we're so strict. And who comes in? The laws are supposed to come in. Amen. People are supposed to come in. We don't judge by what they're wearing. Amen. Somebody could be down and out and homeless. And they say, you know what? I want to give my life to Christ. And if they come through that door, who are we to hold them back? We're supposed to be here to reconcile people. Amen. Bring them to Christ. And if we start putting rules and regulations, that's not right. That's religion. Amen. Just a few. Noah ran from God. A lot of us know that real well. We've ran from God for a long time. Amen. Jonah says, ran. Says, Jonah. Peter denied Christ three times. And you know what? If anybody was going to be denied to be used of God, Peter would have been the one. Peter first says, you know, hey, I'm ready to die for you. Amen. He was ready to kill. Jesus says, before the rooster crows, he says, you'll deny me three times. And guess what? He denied Jesus. But what did Jesus do? Amen. He went and he preached the word of God. And thousands, 3,000 the first time. And the second time, 5,000 or more. You didn't count. There's just men. You didn't count women and children. But he used them in a mighty way. So I don't care what you've done. He wants to use you. He put you here to use you. Don't let people disqualify you. Don't let yourself be disqualified. Know he loves you. And know he wants to use you. Amen. Zacchaeus was too small. I don't care how short, how big, how fat, or whatever ugly you are. You're a person. And for Christ so loved the world, all colors, all shapes and forms, he wants to use you. Amen. You just got to come to him. Amen. Paul was too religious. Listen to this. He used the child. with a small lunch to feed thousands of people. So, you know, age, you're not too young or too old. I want to use this. Says God used the donkey or jackass. And that donkey spoke. The donkey spoke. Said, why are you treating me like this? You know? If he used a donkey, I know he can use me. Amen? Listen, the last one is this. Lazarus was dead. Amen? And Jesus called him out. And he came. I don't know, but he came. Amen? I don't know if all the wraps came off or what, but he came. Because Jesus says, come. And he came. Amen? Praise God. Listen to this. God used them all. And you know what? He wants to use you. Amen. Don't let the world, people, anybody disqualify you. Amen. He's called you, anointed you, and equipped you to go and fulfill. Just press on and fulfill what I've called you to do. Amen. And we're not gonna finish this. Again, God doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the call. And He's already qualified you. And if He's qualified you, I don't care who says what. Amen. You're already qualified by Him. And if He's qualified you, don't let nobody else disqualify you. Keep going. It says sin, excuses, distractions will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you can pay. Amen. So don't fall. Amen. Hallelujah. And in closing, I just want to say this. Those of you listening and those of you watching by radio, don't want to close without letting you know. God loves you, accepts you, and forgives you. We also want to give you the opportunity to be saved, to be healed, and to be changed. Amen. To be changed. Praise God. Just pray this for me, everybody. It says, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my life. I make you my Lord and Savior. Those of you watching, those of you listening, if you confess that, amen, we believe that you are born again. You're saved and born again. So get in a good Bible-based church. God's best is still ahead for you. Amen. He is going to take you places that you've never been before. And He's going to use you in mighty ways. Amen. So praise God. So we want to also welcome you into God's family. Amen. So praise God. If you have healing, the word says, you shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So put your hands on your body, wherever it is, you're aching, your head, your heart, your legs, your feet, your hands, whatever. Amen. So praise God. Have faith and believe that by Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Believe and receive by faith. Amen. So praise God. Hallelujah. Do you receive the word of God? Amen. Because He wants to bless you, change you, and He wants to encourage you. Amen. And know this, God loves you and we love you. Amen. So praise God. And in closing this, God bless you. As we close out the old year and open up the new year, remember, Jesus loves you. And know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. So praise God. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. It's time to give. Amen. So praise God. Those of you watching, those of you listening, who still don't want to give your tithes and offerings, you still can. Just go to our website, NBCBigBen.com. Press that donate button. Mail, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And if cash apps, just go to New Beginnings Church at the Big Ben. And we want to say, God loves you and we love you. Amen. So praise God. Do you receive? Amen. Stretch your hands this way. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to give. Bless the gift and the givers, Lord. Hallelujah. And multiply back to them, Father. Open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing we're not able to contain, Father. And also thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake. And we give you all praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. And everybody say, amen.